You are listening to Lealure. Make sure that you are seated in a comfortable position with your headphones on for the best effects. As always, avoid driving and/or operating heavy machinery while listening to the sound of my voice.
I wonder if you guys have ever seen those claw machines, right? You might see them at an amusement park or out outside a store. I don't know if they have them in other parts of the world, but it's like a three-pronged metal claw, and you guide it so that you can drop it down and hopefully pick up some toy beneath you. You know, I guess you have to pick it up, and then you have to bring it over to the chute, and you drop it in the chute, and then it comes out, and you own this thing. So I wonder if right now you can close your eyes and imagine yourself with a machine in front of you that has a lot of things that you'd like that might be useful for you, but you don't necessarily have to know what they are. Maybe you're imagining shapes or colors or just a concept. But maybe instead of a claw, what you have is a magnet. And so all you have to do is guide the magnet over to the thing that you want and hope that, in fact, that's where the reciprocal magnet is on that item that you're looking for. So I don't know what sorts of things you might find that you would like, that you are lacking, or that you don't quite know where it is in your brain. So maybe you close your eyes and you sort of picture this thing, and you have this, you know, magnet on a string that you get to guide. Maybe you're searching for it. If you can't search for it, go ahead and imagine that every 60 seconds or so, there's sort of an upheaval, and everything gets shaken up again, and you can find something new or find something different. But if you find the thing that you're like, huh, I forgot about that, or huh, I didn't realize I had that, maybe you can find yourself guiding that string with a magnet on the end of it over to where that is and dropping it down and trying to pick it up. And maybe as you do that, there's something really fascinating about that moment when things click. When you're trying to get something and you think you're in exactly the right place and it clicks in and you're like, oh, look at that, I have it. And then you can just pick it up and lift the string up and bring it over to the opening chute and or the exit chute, I guess, in this case, and drop it in. Maybe there's plenty of things that were in there. You're like, oh yeah, this and this and this. Well, go ahead, go mad and see how fun it is to use your brain to keep thinking about the possibilities that exist in that container and how you might find yourself getting them out. Maybe the only thing you can think of is the claw. Maybe a magnet works just fine. Maybe you get a harpoon. I don't know. It's your brain. Find yourself thinking about the ways in which you can get a thing. So go ahead and keep dropping down deeper and deeper. Every time you drop that magnet on something or drop the claw on something or spear that harpoon into something, notice that your unconscious mind allows you to simply feel better and better. Notice how fun that is to allow yourself to enjoy how good that feels. And you can lower the claw slowly down. And it feels really great to carefully guide the magnet or the claws. And maybe when you find yourself getting what it is you'd like, you can find that you did. And it feels like it's a great deal to have gotten that thing. Maybe you find yourself picking up something that is really sort of remarkable, that you didn't realize you could get or have. And as you find yourself hearing the sound of my voice and imagining what that's like to select things out of that machine, Perhaps you can notice that the sound of my voice just allows you to find yourself to drift. And your body, as you drift, responds with a deep level of relaxation. And by now you find yourself accustomed to that state where your body feels very, very heavy and your mind drifts into a twilight state in between waking and sleeping, where creativity, insight, and powerful change occurs and occurs effortlessly, spontaneously, and rapidly. Perhaps you can imagine when you found yourself, whenever you found yourself getting the thing that you wanted out of that machine, you can imagine a special place that you like, a special spot that's really special and magical for you in some way. Maybe it's an actual place that you've been there before and would like to return to again and again and can't just now. Maybe it's a place that you've only ever seen online or in a movie or some other kind of media, or a created place. It doesn't matter what it is. Perhaps you can know that somewhere deep inside you, a major internal reorganization is in the process of taking place. And this process is of such significance that the way that you view yourself and the world is changing forever for the better. Perhaps you know that the perceptual shifts necessary for you to feel that way about yourself and the world around you are firming up inside you, and that now it feels right and ripe for action. Maybe you know right now that little things are as important as big things when it comes to building a foundation for you having the life you want with the things that you want in it, realizing that those little tiny steps that you can take every day can make a big difference over the course of whatever period of time you'd like to think about. Maybe not from one day to the next, but maybe not that. Sometimes when we sleep at night, our unconscious mind replays the things multiple times until it gets it. So sometimes the next day can actually also be a day of great change. You can understand that deep down inside, that after making good decisions, good choices, good actions, that consistency of effort is of paramount importance. Your limits are only other people's ideas, which you can choose to ignore. Let that thought resonate throughout your body while you find yourself thinking about what you would like to find yourself doing when you let go of other people's ideas that they'd like to impose upon you. Feel how exciting and relaxing it is to make these changes for yourself, because when you are true to yourself and you move toward your goal, stress that you have about not being able to do a thing dissolves away. Perhaps as you find yourself in a safe and comfortable place in your mind, you can imagine yourself hearing that what is now happening is because it's something that you deserve. Knowing that your learning's not over yet, there's still skills and information to obtain. And all of this is located deep within you. Everything you need, you can acquire and you can practice. You can acquire skills and practice, and you can explore your own map. And you can know that the map is not the territory. So the territory is the area that you know. No? The map is the area that you know. Think about your map. Where you've been, what you've done. But think about the world outside of that map. Think about all those things, all those places, all those people, all those cultures, all those terrains that you have no idea about firsthand. So the map is not the territory. And maybe somebody else drawing your map would draw it differently. Maybe they know more or less than you do. So everyone's map is going to be different. But allow your unconscious mind to know that you can explore not only the territory more, and you can also explore your map further. And as I say that, know that now it's time for you to enter that really relaxed state where everything slows down except learning. That special state where you can condition your mind. And right now that process creates a window of opportunity for you. And it's something that you want to take advantage of so that every part of your body can enter that special state as you explore your map more and more clearly, that can allow all sorts of things to become more understood in your brain. For you to think about the things that you think you know well and to begin to dive into them more powerfully and more fully and more completely so that you can have a rich understanding of the world around you and perhaps even a clearer idea of how you can expand your own map. Now, your map may not have exactly everything that you need to improve the quality of your life right now, but that's all right. Because as your mind thinks about where you've been and what else you might possibly need, maybe you realize that in order to be completely, totally happy and satisfied in every aspect of your life, you have everything you need right around you. You can explore your map and make it as rich and detailed as you'd like, or perhaps you need to expand your map and go outside into new territory and find new things that you don't already know, that you think you need to know in order to make a thing happen. Something that will improve the quality of your life and the place that you live, that will allow you to find yourself appreciating and enjoying the things that are around you more fully and more delightfully, and bring things that you need into your map, into your space. When you find yourself trusting their wisdom for what they can give you. Drop down deeper and deeper. Perhaps you can think about what is available here, or here is your own. Here is your own self, your own place, your own mind. And think about how delightful and powerful what you already have is. And perhaps as you find yourself thinking about what your skills are, you can have a think about what you could do and what you could use that you already have to have a profound impact on your ability to use your talents and skills to make everything in your life a little bit better than it is right now. Allow your unconscious mind to take you down more deeply right now. Feel your brain. Be happy at these changes, at stretching what you can do for the short run. There was a time when I thought it was going to be important and useful for me to be able to not just touch my toes, but to put my hands flat on the floor in that kind of stretch. Now, when I was a child, I was pretty flexible. And then as I got older, I discovered that I was less and less flexible. And at the time that I thought it would be great for me to be able to put my hands flat on the floor in that kind of toe-touching exercise, when I started out, my hands, my fingertips, when I bent over, reached about halfway down my shins. It took some time, and it took some practice, and I did have a way to measure where I wanted to go. But eventually I was able to put my hands flat on the floor in front of my feet and hold them there for 60 seconds or so. And it made my body feel better to be able to do that. I wonder what particular things you might find yourself wanting to do and how you can measure your progress as you go along doing a thing more and more and more. I'd like your brain to think about the ideas that you can finding yourself, capturing images in your head of the things that you'd like to do, and what that means for you as you make changes. For example, if you decided that you wanted to learn to cook, you're probably not going to start out with something overly complex. You're going to find yourself starting with something simple and easy, learning a new vocabulary, learning new skills as you go along. Maybe the thing you find yourself doing is learning to cook a thing, like an egg. Maybe at some point in time you find yourself realizing that there are more things that you could do, and you add more ingredients, you add more techniques, and you practice and you do a thing. You taste along the way to make sure that everything that you're putting together tastes right. And then at some point in time, you can, in fact, cook that 10-course meal, and everything can be just right. But if you wanted to start that today and have a 10-course meal tomorrow, you might understand that the things that you don't know yet, that you might try to do, that you don't really have a complete grasp of how to make happen, might hinder your ability to put out the image that you might have in your head of what that meal should look like. So whatever it is that you find yourself thinking about in your brain, the kind of things that you would like to experience, that you would like to expand your world to include, allow yourself to do this slowly and measurably. Sometimes there are things that are easier to measure than others, but your unconscious mind always has a way to let you know if you're on the right track. Sometimes you feel something in your body, and maybe you felt that before, or maybe you haven't. If you felt it before, is it better than before? You can always ask yourself, hey self, that thing that you just did, can you let that feel again? Can you let me feel that again if that's the same thing I felt before? So yes would be making it happen again. And if you feel that again, you can say, wow, body, that's fantastic. Can you make that stronger now? And notice what your body does for you. Asking your body yes, no answers, your mind for yes, no answers, is a great way to realize that you can do a thing, even if you think you don't know how to measure it. You can always discover that you can make a thing more powerful or make a thing less strong and get verification from your unconscious mind until you are in control of the sensitivity with which you can respond to just about anything. Can you imagine how nice that would be instead of finding yourself non-responsive or overly responsive, to know that whatever it was that you felt could be adjusted by you as though it were on a sliding scale? Maybe it goes from 1 to 10, or maybe it goes from negative infinity to positive infinity. And imagine that you could adjust anything that you find yourself feeling along that scale. There's probably a smaller point, like 1 to 10, or negative 10 to 10, that's more useful and practical over the long run. But the ability to do infinitely amazing things is within you. So allow your unconscious mind to hold on to this and notice that you can find yourself thinking about the things that you wanted, that you grabbed or weren't able to grab. Think about the things that lead to you having a safe and wonderful space that you can go to anytime you'd like. Think about the things inside you that allow you to have processes that go beyond your own existing capabilities so that you can expand your map, so that you can explore the territory beyond your map, so that your map itself can become more detailed and richer and more amazing, so that you find that you have skills and talents that you can expand upon, even if you didn't realize you had them, and that you can always talk to your mind and your body by asking your senses to do different things for you and then to play around with them. On the count of 10, find yourself coming up all the way, feeling great. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, eyes opening up. 9, stretching, breathing in, 10, wide awake.
Thank you for listening.